We would like to speak to you about one of the illusions of life, and one which hopefully we can help you move through. And that illusion is that if you understood something completely, then any pain connected to whatever that is would be diminished or would go away. The mind, which really so loves to be in charge of your life, is always telling you that. If you only understood this, if you could only see the reason behind it, if you could only. And what the mind never tells you, because it would be without a function if it told you this, is that understanding is only the smallest part of the steps that you go through to remove pain from your life and to remove pain from your experiences. And so the mind keeps saying about your own life, why? Why did I do this? Why did this happen? Why did I make this choice? Why did I not make this choice? If I could only understand that, then I could embrace myself and forgive myself and know that I'm enough. That is simply not true. Even if you had complete knowledge about everything, your primary job would still be to embrace yourself, to be kind to yourself, to be in the understanding of your enoughness, of the fact that you were created by the universe and that you are loved by the universe. And that is what will allow you to come to peace with the things in your life. Now, are going to mention the second thing that is perhaps even more challenging. So you look out at the world around you and you say, you have hurt me. And all I need to do is understand why you would choose to hurt me, and then the hurt would be gone. Now, it is sad to say, but it is no more true about that than it is about what you do to yourself in your attempt to heal, in your attempt to feel better. But we do not want you to even feel bad because you do that, because it is a human step that you must walk through. And when you walk through it and put it down, and you begin to say to yourself, understanding is not the idea here. The idea here is the knowledge that I am enough. Not that I am perfect, but that I am enough. That my heart is good. That the universe loves me, and I love the universe. And my path is honorable and honest. It is not perfect, but then no one's path is perfect. So when you can put down the work of the head, just say to the head, thank you very much for your essay on why I should have done a different thing. We certainly appreciate the work, but move away now and let me get to my actual healing, which is not done through that kind of understanding. And again, perhaps the more difficult thing, which is to look at some place outside of you where harm is being done to you and say to yourself, I could stop that harm if I only understood why they did it. It is no good to you. Knowing why, even if you knew why completely, would not stop the fact that harm was being done to you. Your job in that situation is to move yourself out of the way of the harm. That is your job. And that is what healing comes from the embrace, from the love, not from the trying to control through intellectual understanding. Anything that has happened to you or that you have done to yourself or anything that comes up in life, the mind is simply not the healer. It is very often the confuser. Because when you find yourself saying again and again, if only I could understand why this thing happened or this person behaved in this way, and we hang on to it and we give it a lot of energy and we make it powerful when it has no power. It has no power at all. So to begin, be with yourself, no matter what has occurred in your life. To be on your side, to feel free to look at it if you need to see what is driving it or what drove it, so you can forgive yourself and release yourself from whatever was going on. And when it is someone else, the harder task we know. The job then is to say, they are doing a path. It is not like my path. Would I do what they are doing? I would not. But then I am not doing their path. So if this is bad for me, I will take myself and move myself out of the way, out of love for who I am, and about the knowledge that I am enough. And when I know that, the universe will open the world to me. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Move your attention into your heart center and see the flame in your heart. And know that you are looking lovingly and respectfully at yourself, at the strongest, purest, most connected part of who you are. See the beauty of that flame and how it illuminates your heart center. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your body. And let the cleansing energy wash the root, free of any impediments it might be holding, so that your joy in creating returns to you, lives in your body, is supported by the earth. Feel the cleansing energy rise into the second center and let it displace any judgment, any shame that might have caught in your body from the past or the present. Feel it all washed from your body. And allow yourself to know that the function of the second center is to cleanse and release, without judgment, anything that happens in your life, anything you experience, anything that comes across your path. Let the second center return to its right function and wash all of that away. Feel the earth send the cleansing energy to your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy wash away any of the emotional energy that may have lodged in the solar plexus. Things that you do not need to feel anymore. Things that take energy when you feel them. Things that do not release you. Feel all of that moving out of your body, out of the solar plexus. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy wash across your heart gently. And let it wash away hurt. Let it wash away fear and wounding. Let it wash away any pattern, conscious or unconscious, that might hurt your heart. Feel all of that released. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the throat. And feel the cleansing energy wash away any inner communication that is not moving and releasing in the way that it needs to release to make you free. Anything turned against yourself, anything critical of you, anything that you might be using your communication to try to control when it is not yours to control. Release that. Feel it move out of your body. Move away. And let what you speak to yourself be respectful and loving, forgiving, honorable. Spoken to yourself, knowing that you are enough. Feel the cleansing energy wash up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the cleansing energy wash your third eye so that you begin to trust again. What you know to be true, without judgment, without weight or heaviness, but simply with the lightness of truth. So your intuitive abilities begin to work for you inside of yourself and outside of you in the world. Feel how bright your third eye has become. Feel the cleansing energy wash up through your body and into the crown. Feel the crown open. And feel yourself allowing yourself to receive abundance, to receive love, to receive wisdom, to receive the power of the universe, and feel that golden light as you open. Begin to fill your body, to fill your thoughts, to flow down your spine to make you strong, to fill your trunk to heal you, to fill your arms and your hands so that what you do is in line with who you are. Feel the flow of golden light down through your legs and into your feet. So with every step you take, you remember the support of the universe in the world, and that you have made the decision to lovingly and wisely support every step that you take. Feel the flow of light into your feet. Feel the golden light fill your body and move past your body. And know that this field will bring to you what is truly for you in the moment that you are living. Because you are enough. Because you are loved. Because you are a child of light. And move your attention into your heart center. And see that in your heart center, a gift has been left for you. When you've known your gift, become aware of a circle of healing that is in the center of us all. See how brightly that golden light shines, and feel the earth send up its healing. And place Cecilia in the healing circle. And Christina, and Christina's father, and Mona, and anyone else you would have no healing, including yourself. Step into that circle to receive the healing. First from the earth, coming up and restoring. And then the golden light, like a rain, that falls from heaven. And take in that golden light, which is restoring you and everyone in the circle to their highest good. Feel the energy and the light returning to you, and joy returning to your heart. Breathe into the center of the body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.